We haven't had Matt on a fade out maybe in a couple episodes, at least one, and you're way better at it.
Yeah.
It's patented.
Long overdue.
Patented fade out.
Patented fade out.
Way better. Way better.
Well, we are back on this lovely 20th of March. Yeah. Just finished up the Open on Monday, so this is Wednesday.
James just a few days before the solar eclipse.
Dropping food on yeah. my table.
Teddy informed me that there was a solar eclipse on Monday, so I just ordered some glasses. So
you're
we'll
just
have
eating lettuce into the mic.
Let's not do that into the mic, dude.
He already did.
Shut his mic off.
You've lost your privileges. James just got done coaching, and he was very hungry. In this text so message, hungry. You said, oh, so he had to stop and get some food at Crazy Bowls.
Crazy Bowls and Rams.
But you were saying it's March 20th after the Open.
Yeah, yes. So the Open just finished. We had 3 weeks of the Open. We podcasted after the first week. We missed the second week.
Scores needed to be validated by tonight, so it should be official.
Yeah, it should be official, besides maybe CrossFit going in and docking a couple of videos. First, yeah, the people. I mean, basically, it's solidified.
It's official at CrossFit Blue City.
Yes, so that's exciting news at CrossFit Blue City. We got a team to quarters.
Yeah, well, there's all kinds of exciting news.
There's a ton of people
going to quarters. What are you talking about?
I know. I was just thinking about that's the next thing that's coming.
But yes, there is a team. We can talk about that.
Team, and we've got individuals, teenagers. And masters, we have lots of people. So.
We got all kinds.
Do we want to start with?
We basically have every. We have an individual male. We have individual females. We have a team. We have masters. We have teens.
One team.
We have everybody.
Yeah.
Teen.
But let's start maybe with the overall open, and then we can get into the Blue City.
Sounds good. I thought you wanted to do the opposite.
No, I think let's start with the overall open. So.
James asked the question. He's like, "Who won?" So like, who? Let's just go. Like, who's at the top?
For the men?
Unless they move.
Unofficially?
Yeah.
Yeah,
unofficial.
Yonokoski is first, Saxon Panchik second, Jay Crouch third, Luka Vanjak.
That's a new name for me.
Noah Olsen is from Serbia. He's 24. Noah Olsen, Fabio Benitio.
Yep. New name for me.
He's done Dubai and stuff.
He did the workout with Colin, right? The first one? He was in the background?
No.
Oh, I thought it's okay.
That's a guy from Mexico. No, but Fabio Benitez done Dubai.
I know that name. Yeah. Okay. Kale Lehman, 22-year-old from the U.S., got seventh. Jeffrey Adler, eighth. Brandon Luckett, ninth. Patrick Vellner, 10th. And that's rounds out your top 10. After that, I mean, there's still a lot of names that we know.
Ricky Garrard.
Yeah, Bricky 15th. Colton ended up 19th.
Nice.
He was interesting because he did the second workout, the open announcement. And so that workout that came out was, we haven't even talked about the second workout. Second workout that came out was a 20-minute AMRAP of 300-meter row, 10 deadlifts at 185, 125, and then 50 double under. So Colton did this workout with Justin Medeiros at his home gym, actually. And they didn't have the best setup. It was kind of
it was the open announcement.
Right after it's been announced and all those kind of things. So
he didn't. He chose to read it.
I was gonna say he also did the second, the third one like live. But what did he get on the third one?
He won.
Redid it. No, he didn't.
He
got
it.
Second.
Looks like
somebody beat him on that.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he won.
He got 807 and Yonokoski was 803.
He did redo it though.
Yeah. He redid it. So, but he said he chose not to redo it because he has a calf strain. Because people were asking him why he didn't redo it.
So he didn't redo it.
The second one.
Gotcha.
With all the double unders, he didn't redo.
The most recent one, the one with the thrust, basically Fran for 15 minutes, he did in his, I guess he's got ESC sounds in, I guess, or something like that.
Yeah.
But the film, it's filming it, dead silent, no music,
just him
in his barn. I mean, it was just him. Nobody even filmed it for him. He filmed it. He had to go over, hit the button. Go over,
that's awesome.
Do the workout. You just hear him panting the entire time.
Yeah, you could just hear his breathing.
His video is out there.
You can watch.
He did it at home.
Yes.
You can watch him too. He stops his watch at the minute, or he sets starts his watch at the minute, or the when he finishes. So that's how he can tell what his rest is. You know what I mean? Because he doesn't have anyone to even tell him when he goes and when he things like that. So it's kind of interesting.
that's
typical. That's typical great. Colton. Very he's Colton. Like, I'm sure, because he did it the first time in like 8:20 something, maybe 8:24,
8:17.
Knocked off 10 seconds.
He knocked off 10 seconds. He did an 8:07, but I'm sure he saw Yonikoski's score pop up and he was like, oh, I got it. Just like try it and see if I can get it. So, but
so interesting dang stuff impressive. To hold on.
Also, we noted this was the third workout, which we should say what it was too. Third workout was five rounds of 10 thrusters at 95-65, 10 chest bar pull-ups, and then you got a minute rest, and then it was five rounds of seven thrusters at 135-95, and then seven bar muscle-ups.
So I watched, just interesting to watch, as we're talking about Colton, his strategy, he did all thrusters unbroken. Mm-hmm. His chest to bar, he did 5-5. And his bar muscle ups, he did 4-3 until the last set.
Yeah.
So he broke all that stuff. I watched. There's not a lot of people on the leaderboard that have videos, but you can watch them. Austin Hatfield was a pretty solid, damn solid athlete. He's 14th in the world. He got 9th on that workout at 8:27, all unbroken.
Mm-hmm.
So much standing around.
Yeah.
Right. It's just like, you know, even at that level, you still have people that could do better. Mm-hmm. Given a different strategy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean, Colton was kind of like James, and we'll get to his domination of that workout also. It was well-executed plan. I mean, Colton was like right on. Mm-hmm. Didn't turn around at all. He put the bar down. The bar bounced right where it needed to be. He backed up to the bar, started it, timed his rest perfectly each time. It's like every round looked like the last one.
Yeah, and I think that was... What we saw in the open announcement, everybody except Jay Crouch, really, and Roman.
Yeah.
Everybody came out hot.
Yeah.
Like.
Well, they are all over 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And like the winning scores were.
Jay Crouch was.
Well, he redid it. He obviously, because he was 8:55. He was
9:40. So he dropped like 45 seconds.
That's what everybody was saying. Like, I know that you said I felt like Fran the whole time, but that's what like I saw. I think it was a Kotler quote that was like, if you treat this like Fran, you will blow up. Like, you'll die.
And that was definitely, so you watch the athletes do that, and they came out hot. They did it in like 3 minutes, so fast, the first part. Rested a minute, and then Ariel Lowen
posted. Jason and our gym did that too. He came out like.
Yeah. Oh, he came out balls to the wall.
Like, I'm going to set my PR Fran times. Like, that's a huge mistake.
Rookie mistake, yeah. For sure. That's a Who? Learning lesson.
Chase
came out really fast.
I didn't get to watch his whole thing, but I watched him come out, and I was like, oh, I was looking at him like, oh boy.
That was something like, so I did it Thursday night, and I went out too hot, 100%.
Yep.
I was struggling, and then I ended up ripping my hand, so I stopped. But my thing, I was telling everybody, break the thrusters, break the chest to bar. Don't pull the thruster bar down. Like, that's a big thing when you try to cycle the bar faster, you pull it down. All it does is jack your heart rate up. That's fine if you're doing Fran and it's going to take you less than 3 minutes. But the thing is you only have a minute rest, and then you have to do a harder version of Fran.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's like you can't be breathing out of control when you do that. So it's kind of an interesting workout. And you see almost every individual that redid this workout did better.
Yeah. Getting to the second half of the workout faster does not mean you'll finish faster.
Mm-mm. No.
It's kind of
meaningless. Relatively meaningless is the first part.
Yeah, because then you'll fly and die.
Because you don't win anything. You don't win style points. You don't win.
And if you finish it, there's not even a...
It's mandatory.
The tiebreak.
Minute. I mean, who cares about the tiebreak? I mean, that's the odds saying, of you getting
even if you finish the workout, you don't get a tiebreak.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's literally no point.
Yep. Women's side.
Hayden, though, he went 20 seconds slower on the first part, and then he was like 45 seconds faster in the whole workout.
I believe it.
He timed his rest.
Yeah.
So we can. I mean, we can talk about that. But he slowed down the first part. But yeah, I guess these are one of our athletes. He's in the top. You know, like 100, I think. So I judged him both times. But the second time, he was like, look, as soon as the bar hits the ground from my last thruster, I want to count down from 15 seconds, and I'm on to the pull-up rig. And then as soon as my feet hit the ground from the pull-up rig, count down 15 seconds, and I'm picking that bar up.
Mm-hmm. So that's stress?
Yeah, because mm-hmm. he watched his video the first time, and he's like, one time he stood around, number one, he stood around for like 9 seconds. He goes, that was too short of a period of time. Yeah. And then like other times I was standing around for like 34 seconds. I think he might have been like a 40 seconder mm-hmm. in there or something like that.
41 too. Or something like that.
So yeah, so he's like, this is way too much rest, so I need to like time it. And you know, I'm not going to want to do it at latter rounds, but I'm going to force myself to, and he did.
Well, but also he was 20 seconds slower on the first part to allow him for that rest time to be appropriate, which helps big time.
Technically 17. He wanted to be 20. So he came out. Okay. He still came out. So, I mean, he redit it, wrote it down, hammered it into everybody. I want to come out this much slower, and he still came out too hot. So it's really difficult to try to slow down when you start this workout. It's just like, because you're just not used to doing thrusters shorter and like walking over. I did minute 40 rounds with James. I did my thruster. I broke my thrusters up.
I was like, come on, Matt. And he's like, dude, I'm doing 140 rounds. Like, you got 40 seconds, Matt.
just a short sidebar. It was back in the open, back in TFW, the like dumbbell thrusters, toe to bar, and double under workout.
Yeah. The 20-minute AMRAP.
I was redoing it on like a Monday in the afternoon, and I had written like to detail into so many of the rounds, like the 11th round.
Exactly.
I'm like, I'm gonna do this, and I'm like writing at round 11, and Matt just like looks over my shoulder. He's like, you sure you need all that? He's like, you gonna stick to that? And I'm like, oh yeah. And like by round 7, my like left arm is failing on dumbbell.
Well, you had good intentions.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if you get that far, you want to have your plans.
Yeah, but I was like, oh, for sure, Matt.
He's writing down extra lines on the score sheet. Yeah. I'm like, dude, it's like Pat Vellner's not getting that far. But
should we talk about the woman?
Yeah, women.
Yeah, definitely. So the top women, Grace Walton.
I'm impressed by her.
She's a youngin'. She
pops up on my news feed, you know, quite a bit. She's doing legit things. And I mean, they did like a little video on her, like her, you know, it's just a regular gym, it's regular members. And they're like, holy cow, like we didn't know she was that good. Like, you know, it's cool to see her at the top of the leaderboard. And they're all like in the gym cheering her on. And she's like joking around with them and stuff. It seems like it's a really good environment.
You say she's Australian?
At. Yeah, she's in Oceania somewhere. I don't know where.
I see that all three of her videos are up.
Yeah, I don't think she has an affiliate, Matt.
She's in a gym. I mean, so it might be a one that's dropped her affiliation or something like that. But she does not have an affiliate. You're correct.
So she, last year though, she was sixth at Torium Pro or whatever, Oceania, whatever the semifinal.
And they only send three?
They only send three. Darn. Yeah. Well, unless your whatever gets, you get more things.
Yeah, she's
or
got
whatever.
All of her videos out there.
But she. 8th, 3rd, and then 24th overall in the workouts. That's pretty impressive. Because really, that was the thing. The first workout was, I guess maybe you're like small athletes could really excel. Second workout was more of maybe a little bit like stronger, taller athletes because they're going to be able to row a little bit quicker. And then obviously the third workout was very gymnastics heavy. So, it, you know, to be that good at all of those workouts, like she's definitely put the work in this year, and it'll be exciting to see how she does at the Australian semifinal.
Yeah, especially with Tia's not there and then Ellie Turner's not going back.
Yeah, so Cara Saunders is going individual or going team this year instead of individual.
Yes, there's open spots.
Yeah, there's definitely going to be some shuffling around, which will be fun.
Yeah.
I don't know what Jamie Simmons is doing, but
she's going team.
Is she really?
Yeah, she's her and her husband. They're over in Dubai, I think. They're doing a team in Dubai.
Gotcha.
I'm pretty sure.
She says she's in... What? Oceania.
Probably for the Open, but I don't know.
Maybe not. I could be wrong. Maybe they're doing a team in Australia. I could have sworn it was Dubai, but I could be wrong.
They've definitely been in Dubai before.
Yeah. Second place was...
She's doing it with her husband?
Elliot.
Okay.
Elliot Simmons. Yeah.
There's another one in their gym that's pretty solid. No, they have teams in CrossFit Walleye.
Okay, so they must be going out of Australia then.
There you go.
Nice.
Yep. Jamie and other Simmons are on the CrossFit Walleye Orca.
So that's going to be a tough team semifinal. You got Cara Saunders' team, or you've got Royce Dunn's team.
They're like top of the world, though.
Yeah.
They're
really good.
It.
Nice.
Say Orca.
Orca. And then you got
a walleye orca.
Orca. Yeah. I saw some. I saw a video of some orcas today on Twitter. They're like, no wonder that they're the apex predator of the ocean, whatever it is. And it's like, so a seal is sitting on like a little iceberg by itself, and the four of them swim together.
I've seen that.
So
yeah,
that
yeah.
the wave comes off and the waves
knocks them
knocks the seal off into the water, and then they just have dinner.
They'll also like sell out and beach themselves to get like a seal or a penguin. Like, and then they'll like just kind of like.
So that's maybe, that's my fun fact for orcas.
Maybe they're not in Oceania, because I look up team in Oceania and I don't see them like in the top groupings.
Controversy.
I don't know.
Like where are
who
they?
Who else is on this leaderboard?
Okay, so the second place is Mirjam van Raa, who is a relatively unknown. She's 22 out of Switzerland. She won the first workout. Got 37th in the second, and then second in the third workout. So second place overall. I was looking up her profile after the first workout, and I'm pretty sure she looks like she's a Hyrox athlete. She's been competing Hyrox for a while. So, but obviously very, very fit, very well-rounded, did well on every single workout. So it'll be interesting to see how she does. We were talking, she redid the first workout four times to try to win the workout and have a video that would work. For CrossFit, and it'll be interesting to see how she does in like a live competition setting. Yeah. You know what I mean? Where you're not able to continually redo a workout and plan it out. But it's overall, I mean, she had a very impressive open performance. So, third place, Annika Greer.
She's at TTT this year.
No, she's at 360.
She's been working out at TTT.
Okay, well.
360 just means she lives in Miami.
She technically, I think, lives in Miami.
That's like where because
she
Olsen
works out with Noah Olsen every once in a while too. But Noah Olsen's the TTT athlete too, so
that's okay. Gotcha.
Ariel Lowen fourth, Carolyn Prevo fifth. Which, damn girl, she's 34. She's still crushing the game.
Is that the one that wouldn't let you use the rope?
Yeah,
she's not very nice.
No, but I mean that's impressive to be up there. But no, she's not very nice. She was when you're around, like when you're lower level elite athlete and you go to all these CrossFit events for years and certain people are extremely nice to you over and over again, you can just tell they're genuinely nice. Cause I'm no one special. Like people might know my name. They probably don't. But then like if they don't know your name and they just like look down on you, like
But at Wadapalooza, there is no reason to give attitude to another team and, or not give insight. Or maybe let borrow a rope or something. Just like, hey, can I? They're not going to have that out there. Can you mind if I use that real quick in the warm up area? And I'm like, nope. Snatches it and like walks. It's like, are you?
What are you? Wadapalooza is pretty stupid.
Well, and when like, there's nothing this is on the line.
A fitness.
And obviously, our team's not going to touch your team. It's not a big deal.
It's like, relax.
That's stupid.
Our goal is to be in this top half, not anything else.
All right, legit question. Let's go back to this Jamie Simmons thing. Because they are.
Let me finish the top 10 real fast. Fine, yeah. Okay, Christina Agerbeck. I have not heard that name either, but she's from CrossFit Butchers Lab, so that's a big CrossFit affiliate that has a lot of teams and just overall really
are
good.
They in, where is that?
Denmark.
Okay, Butchers Lab. Yeah.
Yep. Julia Blazjawski. Jawaska? I'm sorry, I'm butchering these
names.
It's a
very international.
Poland.
So probably not anywhere close.
No, it's definitely not close. Sorry. These are young. She's 23, though. Dang. Sarakaya. That is the girl from Turkey.
Athlete.
Yeah. And she's the one I know, like last year was the first year that she, for quarterfinals, decided, because Ramadan is during quarterfinals, and so she decided to like move the
fast
month. No, she decided to move her month of Ramadan to like September after the game season. She's like, I will, you know, just honor God or Allah or whatever at the later time. But she, that was kind of like a big decision for her to make to, that's a big religious decision to make and something that obviously she feels strong about. But I mean, to be eighth, that's incredible. She's under CrossFit also though.
I just know that James, the UFC fighters can't just move Ramadan.
No.
They don't really.
Because
like
the difference with UFC is there's multiple fights throughout the year.
Yeah, no, they can.
And like CrossFit, like this is your season.
No,
so.
It's for sure. But it's just funny because like, you know, maybe 30% of the best fighters are like Islam. And so it's like for 2 months of the year or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just there's no fights with the best people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Katrina Diaga.
How many numbers are you going to?
This is 8.
You going to 88?
No, I'm sorry, I don't. Katrina Diaga Como?
New people, who cares?
It's a CrossFit New England athlete. So she's from the U.S. though, but I butchered her last name. Kara Saunders, 10th. And Amy Kringle also tied for 10th.
So. I like to see some new names in there.
Yeah, it's fun. It'll be exciting to see, you know, who's going to make a push for things at semifinals.
Yeah, I'm interested to see too. Like you said, some of the new athletes doing it in person versus not. Because we see, and not to say that any of them will do poorly, but there, especially in regionals days, there were famous do really well at the Open, yes, come to regionals and not do well.
Okay, so looking over there, like where, maybe I misread it. Jamie Simmons, you're looking her up. Where's she at?
20th.
No, but where was she?
CrossFit Walleye in New Zealand.
So she's in New Zealand?
Yeah.
Okay. CrossFit Walleye Orca is in the Europe division. They're number 12.
I don't understand.
They're number 12 in the world.
This makes no sense.
It doesn't make
any
sense.
Maybe that orca means more than we think it does.
But I know the Simmons, they're clearly, they're...
Did they get an exemption?
Maybe.
But how does a team get an exemption? That makes no sense.
Yeah.
It'd just be out of a team out of Europe.
Yeah, I have no
idea. You know what I mean? Maybe there's a CrossFit Walleye in Europe?
There is not. CrossFit. Look at you can see that Jamie is on it. The team is listed in Oceania.
It's listed in Sweden, Matt. CrossFit Walleye is Sweden.
But if you look at...
But right here, it's Sweden.
So look at Jamie Simmons.
Swedish.
They have a Swedish part of it.
Address.
Go to Jamie Simmons' profile.
She's New Zealand because that's her nationality.
That's not what I asked.
All right, I'm here at her profile.
All right, click that... click Walleye.
I did.
Now go to their homepage.
Right here?
No, click that, yeah.
Okay, they obviously have another affiliate in...
How do they have that? They're
like, this is Swedish, Sweden. Matt.
This is ridiculous.
I think you're confused.
poor Matt.
This is definitely from Sweden.
All right.
The myth or the problem has been solved.
Problem has been solved. They can compete.
They're allowed to compete.
they can.
Check of approval.
Can you read this? Anyone? Can anyone read this to me? James?
No. I am very bad at reading Sweden upside down.
CrossFit Walleye are in.
What the hell?
It's all in Swedish. So.
So what did you think about Taylor, the three workouts as a whole?
I'm okay with them. I think it was, like I said after the first week, I think it was great that they had a workout that included everybody could do. Like, I would be intrigued to know what percentage of people did it RX. And I think that's a cool statistic that you have that many people that could do RX.
Yeah.
The second week, though, you know, you only have... And with a top 25% this year, it's not as big of a deal because it used to be top 10%. So you wanted to have a little bit more skill or strength included in the workouts to actually kind of parse some of these people out that maybe when you start adding skill and strength then are not going to be in the top 10%. Top 25%, everyone that should be in the top 10% will be in the top 25%. So like that to me, I guess is not as big of a deal. The 20-minute long workout to me... it was overall, I thought it was programmed really well. You definitely had your top athletes excel at that workout. You know, it had a little bit of skill with the double unders, and I think probably people mostly got tripped up on the double unders, but it was just because they were going too fast on the other things. So it was a workout where you know, the first workout was just fly and die. Second workout, you had to have a little bit more strategery behind it, and that made it, I guess, maybe a little bit better workout in my opinion. The third workout I loved. I thought that was, is geniusly programmed, and that's how we always seem to have one of these workouts every year where, on paper it looks simple, and like you're like, oh, I can do 50 chest bar pull-ups and 50 thrusters and, you know, 35 bar muscle-ups, like not a big deal, but holy cow, when you get into the middle of it, you're like, this is simple but, you know, elegant. So overall, I thought. The overall test was good enough this year, in my opinion.
Good enough.
Matt, what about you? Same question. What did you think about the three workouts?
I thought it was pretty good. So, I mean, we come to the conclusion that the Open is more inclusive, right? So, not a whole lot of high skill movements until the third week. So, the first one, literally, they said they were going to make it easier on affiliates. Perfect. They had a dumbbell. You didn't even need. We went through the open with no tape. Mm-hmm. That was it was great. So tape over everyone's because everyone's walking. Like, I need tape over here. So everybody's taping a different mark. It just looks like shit everywhere. And then you get tape on the ground for 3 weeks. It so easy on the affiliate. One dumbbell for the first week. The second week you needed a rower, a rope, and a barbell. You know, and a barbell with relatively lightweight in it. It was perfect. So I think you're 2 weeks in. You get your hooks into new people that could do the workout. Most of them could do it RX, you know, even though that dumbbell might be a little bit heavy and they couldn't move it like other people, but it didn't matter. They could at least play in the game. Mm-hmm. And then the third week, you know, everybody gets their ass kicked and, you know, they need something to let the cream rise to the top. And that's what this did. So people, you know, there was a lot of leaderboard shifting over this past 3 weeks. So we know that, you know, the open isn't what it is before. You're not going to see muscle ups. You're not going to see ring muscle ups. You're not going to see all this like high skill movement, I don't think, until quarters, because there's 25% of the people that do the open are moving on to that. So that's really, I think, what the open was and will be in the future. So we're kind of starting, you know, starting open season, but we're really starting open season though.
Yeah. I will say if they hadn't done the third workout, if they had just done another engine test,
burner, yeah,
I would have been pissed.
Yeah.
Like that would have been a really poor open in my opinion. But putting this last workout in there made it, like I said, a good enough test in my opinion.
And so, because I think we got a little bit more time before we go to Blue City, but you don't have to do like predictions, Taylor, but like what do you want to see different in quarterfinals, or what are your expectations for quarterfinals programming now that with the open done and mm-hmm. seen and the top 25% to quarterfinals? Any thoughts, take it however you want.
I think that I'm intrigued to see what's going to happen, because obviously CrossFit expanded this to the top 25% because like everyone's assuming money, right? They want more people to buy into quarterfinals. They want them to do this. And I think that's, you know, are they going to have a lot of workouts where it starts with lightweight and gets to heavier weight? Are they going to have a lot of workouts with low skill to high score or skill? Because that was a big thing last year. CrossFit literally started like one of the master's workouts with wall facing handstand pushups, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, how many people didn't get one of those? And so how many people like saw that and they're like, oh, I'm not going to sign up. This is dumb.
Yeah.
Right. So if they want more people to do quarterfinals, they're going to have inclusive workouts, which means you're going to have lighter weight, lower skill kind of workouts, as well as you can have the other ones too. But so I'm not quite sure what they're going to do. It's going to be an interesting year. Also being having Wednesday to Monday to submit scores instead of last year was Thursday to Sunday. So that makes a big difference too. Like, are they going to still only do 4 or 5 workouts? Are they going to do, you know, 6 workouts? I don't know. With a new format and expanding from 10% to 25% and then also giving more time, I'm intrigued to see what and how they do that.
Same to you, Matt.
I mean, so what I want to see, you know, the question was kind of like what I want to see.
Yeah.
I mean,
it could be what you want to see or it could be what you expect to see.
I mean,
what would you like to see?
Something new. I mean, because they said that they were going to do something that they've never done before in the open, and they didn't do that. You get dumbbell snatches and burpees. Yeah, that is
true. Oh, I think maybe it was the single arm dumbbell snatch.
Oh, crazy. Really, really.
That was a deal breaker.
So, maybe, you know, so maybe, you know, a new movement. I don't know. You know, we've already done crossovers, so maybe you see some. I'd like to see definitely more skill. You know, whether that be, heck, I don't know. Call it wall walks. I mean, because you know, you could really now everybody's really raised their game up to be able to do those.
Mm-hmm.
Handstand walking, you know, a little bit more weight on the bar. You need that for folks. But here's the other part. I don't want them to do 15-foot rope climbs and GHDs, because now you have 25%. I don't even know what the number is. It's not important. You've got, you know, tens of thousands of people that are going to be in affiliates doing this, and a lot of gyms. I know this because we don't have one and we've called around. There's very few other gyms. You know, if you call 10 of them, maybe 3 of them have 15-foot ropes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's or 4, maybe 3 or 4. So it's like if you've got 60% or 50% of your affiliates out there that don't have 15-foot rope climbs, why would you program that?
Yeah.
So, you know,
drive to Illinois last year.
Yeah, past 2 years.
Yeah.
And then GHD is also, like, a lot of, we have two. Again, I'm complaining because we don't have, you know, I can walk into some gyms and they've got like six. But still, that severely limits the amount of heats, so to speak, you can do for that. Yeah. So, I mean, I just hope that, one, they throw more skill in so you can kind of, you know, get a true realization of the test of somebody's fitness. And then make the movements that everybody can do inside their affiliate. Not everybody can do, but you can functionally make that happen inside of your affiliate, because it's just, it's a pain in the ass to try to figure out another gym to, you know, to try to get time, everybody drive over somewhere and meet and stuff. It's just
chaos. Was a huge thing the year that we, 2021, the first year of quarterfinals, they came out with a team and they said that there was going to be 4-person synchro GHDs.
I remember that.
And people, I mean, affiliates threw a fit because it's like, we don't have 4 GHDs.
Yeah. We went to CrossFit Uncharted.
Yeah, we went to Uncharted, which was fine. That was totally fine. But the fact that you're trying to have to do 4-person synchro GHDs, it ain't happen. Like, that's not. Again,
was there two? It was two. It ended up being two, right?
Yeah.
Steve bought another GHD because of it, I think.
Yeah,
maybe. Yeah.
But it ended up being two, which is fine. I think that's a safe number for affiliates to have two, or it's much easier to find an affiliate with two. But I mean, how many gyms around the area have 4 GHDs?
Yeah, a few.
Very few.
It's a space issue.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, GHD is. I mean, GHD is 99%
of their life is sitting in a corner collecting dust. And any gym, even if you do them every day, or, you know, a couple times a week, it's still majority of the time taking up a massive footprint and sitting there. So it's just not. Yeah. It's not
a mobile piece of equipment.
No,
not really.
Not. And you like do a class, like a normal class, and
you don't even
one or two people will do.
Well, you don't want your general membership doing a ton of GHDs when they haven't done them before, because that's an absolute recipe for rhabdo.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can have them do maybe a couple of sets of 10, probably no more than a total of 30. You don't want them to, man, they're going to be sore as hell even doing that.
Yep.
Just ridiculously sore. So, where points didn't move.
You hope to not have 15-foot rope climbs.
I mean, we have 25 people from our gym that are going to be competing the weekend of, because this year too, they put all the masters, teenagers, and individuals the same weekend for quarterfinals. So we have 25 people. If we need a 15-foot rope, that's how many heats. Last year it was a freaking workout. That was a 30-minute long workout for the masters.
Yeah, it was 100.
It's 50 shuttle runs. Goodness, so stupid. And so, like, you can't do something like that, you know?
I mean, you can, but please don't. You needed 25 feet of space. You needed a 15-foot rope. You needed a bench. I mean, it's like, guys, holy cow.
Yeah.
So, anyway, long story. I hope to make it a little little accessible for the affiliate. So, yeah, let's talk about what we got going on at the gym.
Yeah, so Blue City absolutely crushed.
Go through the athletes, then we'll kind of finish up with the team.
Yeah,
it was on 10. It was on 10.
Too loud.
Everybody heard the clap. Everybody heard the clap.
Let's see. Do you want me to say what athletes made quarters? Is that what we're going for?
That sounds good. You have it all.
Yeah, I got it all. I made a whole spreadsheet. Okay, so. For the men and women, this is in just the North America West division. For teenagers and masters, it's in the world. So men and women, individual North America West, it's a top 25% in that division, which was right around 8,000 people for the men. So we have Hayden, Justin, James, Nolan, Seth, Tommy, Tobo, and Louise. So overall, really... I mean, a ton of guys, and I was excited for Tommy to squeeze in there.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like...
even though he can't do quarterfinals.
He'll be in Mexico.
But I was happy for him to squeeze in there, because he really... he excelled on the last workout. He did really well.
I judged him on the second one.
Yeah, and he was... Like, the first two, he's just trying to get through without being injured, and then the third one, he was happy that it had some gymnastics for him, so...
Second one, funny side one. I judged him, and then I judged Dan right after Dano, and I was like... Tell him, like, to Dan, I was like, Tommy got 7, he got 7 rounds and 6, whatever. Yeah. And then right after Dan finishes, he, like, goes and tells Tommy, he's like, Teddy was telling me your paces. And Tommy yells at me across the gym. He's like, you were telling Dan, what are we doing?
That's awesome.
But also, like, just happy for Tommy to get through the open healthy. Yeah. That was great. Yeah, awesome. Tobo also destroyed the last workout.
Yeah, he did really well.
Like, for someone that did that workout on Thursday night, and he was a couple reps from finishing the workout, which really, his score was very close to people that had a lot of intel on the workout before they did it. So
intel.
This workout was, you had to have some intel behind it to do well at it.
Yeah.
He did very, very well, which was awesome.
It's impressive.
And I'm also very happy he joined me for all the open workouts.
Yeah. What's completing it? 170 reps is completion. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. 159. That's solid.
Yeah. So, the women was 7,200 made it onto quarters. So we have Amara, McKenna, Amrian, Izzy, Trista, Lizzie, and Kim. So another good cohort of ladies. Cool to see Lizzie and Kim make it in there. They're definitely ones that benefited from it being the top 25%. And I hope they'll both do quarters and just kind of show up and see what can happen. It's definitely something that you learn. The more you get into the sport, the more you compete in things like this, it teaches you things about yourself. And I think that's always a good thing to do to better yourself, both in the gym and outside of the gym. So hoping to see.
We've seen that a lot.
Yeah, hoping to see everyone compete in this. And this also, I know we had some masters and like teenagers that would be in these divisions as well, but I just left them in their division because they won't be competing that way. So masters men, 35 to 39, we had Grant qualify. He really had a pretty good open overall, I think.
Yeah.
Solidly, he redid that second workout and added like a whole round to his time or whatever, which was awesome. So the women 35 to 39, Caitlin and Danielle and Blair snuck in there too. Actually, she didn't even sneak in there. She did very well. Caitlin was fun to watch her do that deadlift workout. Mm-hmm. Just like beasted through it and ended up with a really good score. So kudos to her. And she did that was the last person in the gym to do it too. So I know she gets home or, you know, off of work a little bit later, but having to sit there all and then do it last and do well is impressive. Men 40 to 44, we have Chris Bowman. Good overall finish for him. He also, they were in France for the second workout and they did the workout in an affiliate in France. And they're like, him and Courtney both said, like, nobody in the coach didn't speak English. So, like, we had no idea what was going on the whole time. They're like, the only thing, like, all of the stretches are like English. So, like, a cat cow in France is a cat cow. And, like, you know, pigeon stretch is a pigeon stretch. And that's so she's funny. Like, we knew, like, the movements and, like, a thruster is a, you know, whatever. Like, so we knew the movements, but we had no idea what the coach was saying beyond that. And so they did that second workout.
It's so awkward.
Yeah. Second workout in France. And then Chris came back. They got back on Monday night and at like 5 o'clock and they went straight home and Chris redid the workout and ended up adding like 60 reps onto a score or something, Matt.
Yeah. It was something crazy.
Something ridiculous. I'm like, after all that travel, like, hats off to you, Chris. So, women 40 to 44, we have, Sarah and then Amy and Courtney. Courtney got some bar muscle ups on the last workout, which was awesome. She's been working really hard, so I was happy to see her pull out. I think she got 3 muscle ups at the end. And I kept just telling her, too, she could have gone faster on the first part of the workout, but I'm like, you literally just need to get bar muscle ups. So I don't want you to go fast. I want you to go slow, drop the bar, you know, take all this extra rest, because if you get 1 bar muscle up, you go up exponentially in the open. If you get 2, 3, 4, if you keep adding, that's big spots every time. So
she's not skiing before quarterfinals and
she's not skiing before quarterfinals. So but for her, that was a big thing. I was like, you have to go slow, and she did, and she stuck to her plan, and it's hard not to maybe bite and chase someone else and you know, so stay in her own lane. Sure. That was impressive. Men 45 to 49, we have Dano, and he was gone the whole week, came back Monday night and did the workout, so got a score in.
He had a great open, actually.
He really did. Yeah. He did fabulous.
OG Dano.
Yeah. And I judged him the second one, like
continues
I said.
Continues to excel.
He got 8 rounds even on this.
That's awesome. 50 to 54, Matt Detman.
Mm-hmm.
Woo woo. I mean, okay.
Not my best open, but.
Not your best open, but moving let's on. Just comment on this. So the top, or 2,600 people make it on to quarters. And you were 322.
That's pretty good for you, not your best.
So for where you're at right now, that's something you can be pretty proud of, I think.
Yeah.
Women 50 to 54, we have Cindy.
Yep.
Cindy got bar muscle ups in the open too, which was great. I think that was her first time getting them. I know last year or 2 years ago, whatever, she did not. So that was really good for her to get the bar muscle ups finally. I think it kind of gets like the monkey off your back. It's one of those things like, okay, I can do it.
Yeah.
And then our lone teenager, 16 to 17 year old guys, was Chase. And he ended up 40th overall in his division. And I know this is like way too early to say anything, but I know what 40 make it to the teenage division for the games.
Yeah, but he didn't redo any workouts.
No, I know. So I'm saying like, I know it's too early, but I'm right saying he's 40th, so he's in a good spot to start.
Yeah, he came in.
It looks good right now.
Good Lord. Sure. He motored on that workout. What the heck did he do here? Hold 16, 17. He got 162 reps, so he got eight.
He got seven, he six thrusters. Left.
Yeah, six thrusters. I mean, he came out. It's just not going to say his tie break time, but or what is it in
it should, yeah. It should say his tie break time.
4:59. So
whoopsies.
It's a little hot.
Yeah.
That's hot.
Well, that means he had so five till six. He had 9 minutes to do that last part of the workout, and I'm sure that he was dying. So I didn't get to see him because I think I was judging somebody.
James, wasn't it?
Didn't judge him. No,
Matt was judging you at the same time.
But I saw him. I thought.
Didn't we say we need to talk about James?
What's that?
We do need to talk about James. Let's last talk about workout.
James. James.
I go up to James before the workout because I'm watching everyone's scores and times and everything like that, and I was like, James, I need you to be like the fastest. I need you to be faster than everyone else here that's gone tonight.
This is the last workout?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh man, like,
oh no.
I was like, I'm nervous. And you came back up to me like, I'm really nervous. I'm like, James, you're fine. You can do this. You have a plan. Stick to your plan. You're going to do great. And?
I went the fastest that night. I did do that.
Yeah. You did it. You were great.
Yeah.
I think
I turned down the volume.
Okay, as long as you turn it down. There we go.
Nice.
I was looking at your splits, and your last round, you went like a minute 15.
Really?
Yeah.
I felt good.
That was impressive.
Yeah, I felt
good. Very impressive. Very well executed plan.
Took it out nice and slow.
Do you want to talk about your plan here?
Talk about
Broke
it.
Up everything. I'm going to elaborate. I took it out like I could have done something else, but I saw people kind of dying on that second round. So I did 5-5 on the first thrusters and then 5-5 on the chest to bar. And then I was like, you know, like walking to the bar, walking to the pull up bar, just trying to be really calm about it. And then, you know, I finished at 5:15. Yeah, that sounds right. And then,
yes,
second set, I decided to go 4-3 on all the thrusters. And then this was like the big one. I decided to do 3-2-2 on the first three sets of muscle ups, and they felt like really good. So the last two, I went 4-3 on the muscle,
which was tough.
Yes, and then the last one, I was like, I'm broken, baby. And then I did four. I'm like, nope. I'm like, we're coming down.
Did you really? You had to come down for one?
No, 4-3.
Oh yeah, gotcha. Okay, yeah.
I was like, I'm gonna fall That's off right. the bar.
Yeah.
I did see that.
But I finished.
You finished?
Yeah, no, I judged him. I was very proud because he stuck to his plan. I was barking in his ear the whole time, like, hey, breathe, slow it down. You know, you got five reps here, another five reps. You walk him back, pick it up, 3-2, pick it up, get up in the bar. Well executed. Best executed plan I've seen in a long time.
Thank you.
I mean, possibly ever. It was
since my singles on the toe bar.
Yeah, that was equally as impressive.
Plan as well. You also, James, you and Izzy, Matt, both commented on how, because you guys redid the second workout.
Yes.
With the deadlifts, and both of you guys did exponentially better. And
both
how
got like 70 reps better.
Yeah, but how well executed you guys like stayed in your lane. You did what you were supposed to do on the
that
workout.
That was the hardest thing because I took two strokes on my row and I was already at like a 150 or like 140 something. I was like. I was like, okay, I'm like, you slow actually down. Have to like go 2 minutes on this rower. Yeah. And I did. It was like, I was like, I felt like I was like getting left behind, but it ended up, I did so much better.
Yeah. It just makes your double unders that much better.
Yeah. And then, and that last row, I sold out and rode like a 129.
So. Yes. Oh, wow.
So. Yeah.
But you definitely, I think you, well, you redid the first two workouts, but you learned something on both of those to get better. And
oh, 100%.
And that probably helped a little bit on this third workout too, like respecting your plan. Not freaking out about it, you know, not being like, no, I need to go faster. I need to go faster. Like being like, okay, I can slow this down. I can do better here. So yeah.
Yeah.
I got my open. I got lots of compliments on my judging, so I'm excited to judge more.
On your judging? Mm-hmm. Oh, perfect. Well, we're going to need judges.
I have to. Yeah, I have to. I paid for my course, but I haven't passed it yet, so I haven't passed my course.
Teddy did well. He could, at the first two workouts, was unable to do the third, which is disappointing. But yeah,
the first one, I mean, yeah.
Him and Jack. Jack, for some reason. Jack had
a beast of a score on the second one.
Yeah.
He did. Do you know where Jack's been?
No.
Okay.
It was kind of concerning. I haven't seen him in like...
That's what we just said.
I hadn't thought of that.
Third workout. Yeah. Somebody's got to check on him. But the captain's thing. So, okay.
We have like almost a month until quarterfinals?
Yeah, no. Quarterfinals 3 weeks? Are...
17th?
No, it's the 20th.
17th to the 27th?
Quarterfinals is not. No, that is earlier than that.
Oh, team quarterfinals. Okay, team quarterfinals. Our team.
Yeah, individual. Yeah,
our team made the quarters this year, which is fabulous.
So we have a team. It's, I think, officially going to be Hayden Weddle. He made it. You know, he had an unfortunate thing happen to him where his team fell apart. That he was going to do like really a super team, and I was tracking them. I'm not going to say it, but I put their scores in, and they would be looking very, very good. I'll tell you guys off air. I don't want to rub any salt in the wound.
Yeah.
But Hayden, you know, with that was kind of like deciding, you know, with that fell apart, that's really what I wanted to do. So he kind of
He kind of
toned down his training in the past couple of weeks because of that. And then I met with him last week and I was like, hey man, what are you going to do? I mean, your options are, you know, sit out the season, kind of pout, watch everybody compete and you wish you were there, or, you know, his girlfriend is going to be on the team, McKenna. So I was like, you know, when's the next time you're going to be able to compete with her that, you know, on a bigger stage other than like a local competition or something like that. So I said, I just think it through, see what you want to do. And he thought about it for a couple of days and then texted us and said, hey, I'm in. So Hayden and Justin eked in because James was right on his ass. And then McKenna and Amara did really well. So, I mean, when you look at the next stage, you know, there could be a very, very heavy barbell coming in. So, you know, you just don't know. You want to put your best foot forward with your best athlete out there that gives you the best opportunity to do that. So that's kind of how this team, you know, like Hayden barely made it in. You know, we did like a last minute vote for that. And then Justin with James being the alternate, and then on the women's side, Izzy's going to be that. Well, yeah, Izzy, I was just going to say, like, you know, there's a case to be made. Like, she has made tremendous strides over the past.
She wins my Open of the Year award.
Yeah, she's like crazy.
These workouts, she would have not done near as well in last year. She has made incredible strides. Super proud of her.
So she's on the roster as the alternate. So, you know, hopefully, barring somebody stepping on a pothole into a pothole and breaking an ankle or something like that, that's what the team will be. But we've got some pretty studly
stepping on ice and tearing a labrum.
Good lord. But you get some, you know, a pretty good team. And I think, you know, we finished, you know, we were talking about where we finished.
Mm-hmm.
We finished 20. We just moved up, and we didn't move up, but our points moved up.
Hmm.
We are sitting 22nd in the West, and you think 67 are going to make it?
No, 30. Oh, 67 from, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. 67 from the Open will make it to quarterfinals. So yep. In the top third, which is great. Last year, I mean, we've talked about this before, we struggled to make it in. And actually, by the third, we were fine. But, you know, this year we had... From week one, we just like shot out of a cannon, and every week we stayed right where we needed to be. So that was, it was nice. It was way less stressful for us this year, which was really nice. Not have the stress. I mean, we obviously had some big redos. James McKenna redoing the second workout. McKenna redoing the third workout. You know, having those good scores really helped overall. So made it a lot less stressful.
Contributed.
Yeah.
Too.
Good job, James contributed too. He did great. So, yeah, I think that's wraps up maybe the open. And quarterfinals are 2 weeks from today. They start for the team.
Let's go.
And then then 4 weeks from today starts the individual quarterfinals. So that'll be the Masters, teams, and individuals. So it'll be fun.
You guys are skiing.
Fun next month.
Couple notes. Hold on. Okay. We are skiing. But I want to tout the team a little bit more because the gym has done tremendously well. This is the highest position, I think. You kind of said that. I can't remember exactly because the numbers go away after you add another weekend. But for us to be 22nd after, you know, a couple weeks ago, us being like, are we even going to able to have a team? Can we do it? I guess we'll just throw it at a wall, see if it sticks. For us to be 22nd, fantastic. I took Hayden out and just pretended, hey, he went individual or he's going on his team. We still would have been 39th.
Yeah, which is great. It's
awesome. It's awesome.
So really cool. Still, you know, upper two thirds.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's impressive. I mean, you know, we would have been 44th after week one, 35th after week two, and then 39th total, which is awesome. And that's using, you know, James's scores, Justin's scores, you know, McKenna and Amara too. I don't know if Izzy would even, it would have, if you take him out. I don't know, but I mean, you've got the gym that's done so much better and so much, you know, like positive momentum moving forward. It's pretty impressive to see.
Yeah, so cool. We've got a lot of people developing, and I think the next year, the next 2 years, if they all kind of hang around, we will have maybe potentially two or three teams that can come out of the gym. So it's pretty cool.
Pipeline's pretty strong.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, that'll be it for the evening.
We'll be back before team quarterfinals.
Oh, yep. Yeah, for sure.
All right. Peace.
Bye.